Hello and welcome to Marycast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli with a special message for the theologians out there or the theologically minded out there. In fact, it's a message for everyone, but we're going to discuss today a message from the Mother of God specifically directed to the theologically trained or minded, but as I say, certainly an interest to all. And this deals with the why of a fifth Marian dogma. Why would the Mother of God be asking the Pope to declare a fifth dogma? The present four dogmas we know as the Mother of God, defined in 431, Our Lady's perpetual virginity in 649, the dogma of the Immaculate Conception on December 8th of 1854, and the dogma of the Assumption of Our Lady, November 1st, 1950. All those four dogmas deal with her earthly prerogatives. But this fifth doctrine, which heaven is asking become a dogma, is the relationship between the Blessed Virgin Mary and you and me. It is her role as the spiritual mother of all humanity. And specifically, how she exercises this maternal role as a co-redemptrix, as a woman who suffered with Jesus for us, and as a woman who continues to mystically suffer for each one of us. Secondly, a mediatrix of all graces, a mother who nourishes us in the spiritual order, in the order of grace, as the Second Vatican Council mentioned. And thirdly, an advocate, a principal intercessor. She intercedes as only a mother can intercede. So you see, the co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate titles are expressions of her maternal love for you and for me. And in this April 4th, 1954, a message, our Blessed Mother, as the Lady of All Nations, in the Church-approved apparitions of the Lady of All Nations, approved by the Church, the local bishop in particular, on May 31st of 2002, here she explains to the theologians that this is not a new idea, that this is something that's in all of their books, and in fact is an ancient revealed truth that is now appropriately to be crowned as a dogma. Quote, I see the lady standing with a serious look on her face. She says to me, once more I am here. Listen well. From the outset, the handmaid of the Lord was chosen to be co-redemptrix. Tell your theologians that they can find it in all their books. The lady paused briefly, then smiled to herself. She said, almost in a whisper, I am not bringing a new doctrine. I am now bringing old ideas. She waits and then continues. Because the lady is co-redemptrix, she is also mediatrix and advocate. Not only because she is the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ, but, and mark this well, because she is also the Immaculate Conception. Now, I have to stop here, and this is so wonderfully dense and rich. She says, first and foremost, it's in all their books. That's absolutely true. In the 1950s, any book on Mariology, any basic manual on the truths about Mary would say that it has been a constant teaching of the Catholic Church that Mary is our spiritual mother. In the early church, she was called the New Eve. That as Eve participated in the death of humanity with Adam, so now Mary, the new Eve, participates with Jesus Christ, the new Adam, to restore grace to the human family. She was prayed to as a mother by the third century, the great subtuum. We fly to your patronage, O Holy Mother of God. Despise not our petitions and our necessities, but deliver us from all dangers, O ever glorious and blessed Virgin. 250 AD. This is in the neonate church, it's very early. And so she's always been a mother to us. And of course, the papal magisterium has confirmed in the teachings, the consistent teachings of the pontiffs, that Mary is our spiritual mother. So Our Lady is saying here that, you know, the handmaid was chosen to be the co-redemptrix. That's her yes at Luke 1:38. I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word. So, it is in all the books of the theologians. There's nothing new here. She then talks about how she's not bringing a new doctrine, but bringing old ideas. This is part of what it means to be members of the church, to recognize Mary as spiritual mother. Then this point. Because the lady is co-redemptrix, she is also mediatrix and advocate. What does that mean? Well, it's because Mary uniquely cooperated with and under Jesus in the work of human redemption. It's because she suffered like no other creature. John Paul II said she was spiritually crucified at Calvary. Because of that, God says it's appropriate that you would be the woman who distributes the fruits of the redemption. Because you're the co-redemptrix, you should be the mediatrix. Because you suffer with Jesus, you should nourish your children with the fruits of his suffering and your suffering. That's sanctifying grace. And also because you are the mother of all peoples, given by Jesus at Calvary, behold your mother, behold your son, the words of Jesus at Calvary. Because of that, Mary becomes the advocate, the principal intercessor for the human family. No one intercedes for children like a mother with the force, with the instinct, with the adrenaline of a mother in protecting her children. And so with the spiritual mother. Now, the messages also say this is all because, and note well, the Immaculate Conception. What does that mean? That means God the Father, knowing that Mary would be the mother of Jesus, knowing she would say yes, but not causing her yes. That's a great mystery. But you can know something's going to happen without causing it. And God could look ahead and say, yes, she would say yes. But he doesn't cause her to say yes. He still respects her free will. He then endows her with a fullness of grace. Of course, because she's going to give Jesus his human nature. And who would not want Jesus to have an immaculate human nature? This is massively appropriate. It didn't have to happen that way, but it's so beautifully fitting that Mary becomes immaculate to A, give Jesus a nature like his own, an immaculate nature full of grace, and B, to work with Jesus as the co-redemptrix so that Jesus would not have to experience betrayal from his own mother. And betrayal means sin. Every time we sin, we betray. We betray Jesus. We align ourselves with Satan. And imagine if that happened to Jesus, if his partner in the redemption, his own mother, had some allegiance with Satan. The Father says no. The Father says no. You will be full of grace from the moment of your conception. So you'll be the perfect partner with your son in the work of redemption. And that's why everything from the mystical tradition of the church to Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ depict the fact that two people know what's happening. Jesus and Mary, they're the two public players. St. Bonaventure said in the 13th century that you have two public people at Calvary, Jesus and Mary. And so this is what's taking place. She is the co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, not only because she's the mother of Jesus, but because she's the Immaculate Conception. Beautiful Mariology. And it's also all in her books, all in the books of theology. One final thought. She waits and then continues. Theologians, I ask you, do you still have objections to this dogma? You can find these words and ideas. I ask you, work for this dogma. No, fear nothing. There will be a clash. The other will indeed attack you. That's Satan and his forces. But the simplicity of this dogma lies in these last thoughts which Mary, the Lady of all nations, puts before you today. Do fight and ask for this dogma. It is the crowning of your lady. In one sense, my friends, I have to be honest. It's sad that Our Lady has to kind of call us to defend her as mother. I mean, children should do that instinctively, out of love. But in any case, she's doing it. And we have to respond. We're being called to defend Our Lady, to fight for this dogma, to petition for this, to pray for it. The crowning of your mother and the crowning of my mother. So let's do our part. I ask you to keep in your mass intentions, in your rosaries, especially in your sufferings. There's a tankload of suffering going throughout the world right now. Offer your sufferings for the proclamation of the dogma. Pray the prayer of the Lady of all nations. And you can get the prayer by writing to us, emailing us, mary@motherofallpeoples.com, mary@motherofallpeoples.com. or calling us, 740-937-2277. And let's end our program with that prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations, that they may be preserved from degeneration, disaster, and war, May the Lady of all nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. Amen. It's Mark Mirabelli saying thanks for being with us at MaryCast. God bless you.